some of them blow their horns to call their hogs. And the way the old hogs used to come in out of the barn from all directions. They'd get out there and they'd blow that horn, that old cow, she knew what was up, and she'd get bawling, and all the cows in that herd, some of the neighbors' cows, they would follow her out. She is a leader.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard, what would farmers call to the cows if they wanted to get them to come up from the pasture? Have you heard them say anything?
Well, I tell you, now my cows here, I whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them sook.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a hog. They're hog pigui, and some holler suey.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, everybody's got a different name.
Mm-hmm.
And
would you call to a calf the same way?
Oh, yeah. You call them. You'd have a certain call, and they all learn that's their call.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get out here, you get out there and call my cow, and they wouldn't pay you no mind.
Mm-hmm.
I get out there and whistle to them, you'd hear an old cow answer me.
Mm-hmm.
Here she starts, here they'll all come right on in.
Well, how do people call to the horses if they wanted to get them to come up?
They all, they got a whistle, they got different ways of whistling, and now this old Frenchman I was telling you about, that I used to go down and butcher his hogs and all, that lived down here, he would talk to his cows, coom, 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 coom. That's all he'd say. They knew, but they wouldn't pay no attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he called to them, they'd just come right in.
Mm-hmm. What if you were plowing with mules or horses, what would you say to them to get them to turn left or right?
Well, if you wanted to go right, you'd say, gee.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go left, go haw.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were old oxen, why, they would they talk to them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Woe come ye, woe come haw.
Mm-hmm.
And them old oxen just minding, they just as easy the same way as a horse or a mule. They learn that just as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started, you know?
Well, some say come, some say get up,
mm-hmm.
and some says come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a story. There's one of the boys still living, he's a great friend of mine. We grew up together. And he was pretty, his brothers was just like to have fun. And they were used to live over here. It's all underwater now, Lake Washto.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur's telling about they had a horse. And they used to, of course, the creeks, the ford creeks, they forded the river. And they got to riding that horse. They said, come up. And he'd rear up with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So his aunt was on him one day. And he stopped in the creek, you know, and he was drinking. He kept drinking. The old horse got where they'd fool you. They just keep their head down, just think they're still drinking. And said his aunt, Reggie, she says, come on up. Come up. Said, oh, we just reared up. She just fell off in the creek. And they found out them boys had taught that horse to rear up that way, you know. And she says, come up. Said he just reared up and dumped her right off back in the creek, you know. But they got different ways of talking to horses. Nearly every trainer's got a different word to them.
What do they say to them if they want them to stop, you know?
Whoa.
Say, whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or
and for a steer, they'd say, whoa, come.
Mm-hmm.
But the horse wouldn't stop. So when I was a boy going to school, never forget it, about if you're thinking anything, you know, or about something, don't think out loud. There's a fella, he's a Frenchman. I'm not a Frenchman, but an Englishman. And he's over here, and he's on his horse, and he stopped at a mulberry tree. It showed it in our reader. He drove up on, rode up under that tree, and got up on standing on the saddle, and he was picking the mulberries and eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And he just happened to think to himself, and I said, what if somebody would come along and say, yay? And he said it out loud, and the horse went out, and the fella went off backwards, you know. So he says, don't think out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And but he didn't intend to it, but he just said it unintentionally. But he did, the horse, he said, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now maybe the Englishmen say that the horse is getting to go.
Mm-hmm.
But we say, get up over here.
Mm-hmm.
And some would say, come. And some, a lot of the different people used to be workers here. They'd pick up a team. Lines of a team of horses. And they